All right. Thanks, Maya. Thanks for taking the time to join me on this steamy, hot July day. Yeah. So this is the very first Facebook Live that we're doing for ROI in U, but you've had a big role to play in getting ROI in U set up, and pretty psyched that we have been able to do this summer, almost since the time you graduated. You want to tell us a little bit about where you are and where you're headed?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went to University of Kentucky and I majored in integrated strategic communication, which is kind of just a really big, long, fancy word for like advertising, marketing, digital marketing, stuff like that. But I graduated in May, like you said. It's been very crazy going through all of this kind of virtually with something I wasn't expecting at all. You know, when they announced at our spring break that we were going to have an extra week off, I just thought it was an extra week of vacation. And little did I know it was going to, you know, be this impactful. I'm also going to grad school at University of Texas to get my master's in advertising. And it's playing a huge role in that as well. And that's almost, you know, almost a year later with all of this happening, it's still playing a huge role. So it's definitely taken some adjustments to online classes, virtual learning. And that's why when you brought up ROI in U, I thought it was just such a great idea, because as someone who's super involved in classes and not done with learning, you know, I've been kind of sitting around like, what the heck am I going to do with all this free time? Very involved in college. And so going from, you know, busy 24/7 to absolutely nothing like everyone else, it's been a weird adjustment, but definitely making it and kind of looking forward to what this virtual learning experience kind of has to offer in the future.
Yeah, well, you have been such a key player in getting ROI and you launched. I have had this idea for a number of years and really just did not have the bandwidth to do it. For the most part, I have taught classes, semester-long courses at universities in New England, and love that. It was really fun. And I've also worked with interns for at least 10 years now. And a few have already gone on into, you know, director of marketing and great jobs. And I thought this is an opportunity to expand my availability, basically, right? So that we can help more students. In my experience, there are great, great students out there who are willing to learn and adapt and grow. And digital marketing in itself is just way too broad to cover in the college setting. So I have a question for you. You know, you have a four-year degree, but out of those 4 years, how many courses did you take that you think would apply to what we're talking about here?
Yeah, so I think that the courses specifically in digital marketing are lacking currently. I think a lot of my classes were, you know, kind of on the basic side of things, which is why I'm continuing my education. But, you know, as we've talked about, I participated in a senior capstone class where we had a client and we had to work on stuff. And, you know, when we were going through who was going to do what, it was just very segmented in terms of who knew what based off of the classes that you've taken. And as someone who, you know, has a little bit of experience, I took like a single class that had, it was called Digital Strategies. That was the only class that I had taken that had to do specifically with digital and digital marketing, things like that. And so when it came down to who was going to be working on that stuff, I was the only one who really had experience, not only from that single class I took, but from working with you for so long, that gave me a leg up over all those people. But, you know, I wish that my classmates had that experience as well. But I think that there's limits to things, and especially with digital marketing, things are changing constantly. You know, you're always having to stay on top of things, read new articles. And so it's really hard for a class in a college setting to keep up with that. You know, it's always changing. You'd have to, you know, revamp it every year. And a lot of these classes, like a public relations course, well, they'll use the same content for, you know, 4 years because it stays relevant. But it's harder with things like digital because, you know, it's constantly changing. And I think that is one of the reasons why I think it's so important to keep educated in different ways other than just in your college setting, because you know, they're not, they have up-to-date information, but it's not as, you know, as current as maybe, you know, someone who's pulling information and revamping constantly. So I think there's a bit of a gap in between, you know, real world and college, definitely.
Right. And then who was your instructor for that digital course?
His name was Dr. Beck. He was great. And the course actually took the structure of a simulation, which is really cool. It's called Stukent, I think, Mimic. And what it does is it gives you a client, which in this case was digital cameras, and you had to work with SEO, email marketing, things like that. And you would pay money and then you'd see your ROI and like all the money that you earned from doing these kinds of advertising. And that was how the course was structured, was based off of that simulation. So that's how they kind of kept the course relevant, was by incorporating another online element. It wasn't even like a textbook or a book. It was mostly like online articles and a simulation. Kind of kept the course going, which was interesting, definitely.
Cool. Good. And you liked it?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. It was one of my favorite classes. I still talk to Dr. Beck. He's
an
online guy. Yeah.
That's awesome. How many students were in the class?
I think there was about, I want to say 20, and we were put into groups. So we worked with our groups to work on the simulation. That was also nice because it was a learning experience. I think group projects can be very beneficial if you're in a good group, or, you know, if they can be harmful too, depending on how, you know, right, your teammates are. So,
yeah. 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 How was your group?
Good. We worked well together. We kind of split up the work and then rotated every week. That way we're all doing different things and we would meet up, talk to each other for a little bit. And I think, you know, group projects is another thing. Then we were able to, you know, meet in person, but now everything is virtual. And I did have a lot of group projects that were intended to be in person, but at the end of last semester, we had to shift everything online. So we were using constantly to meet for different projects, and you know that it's similar, and actually it's sometimes easier because you can use the share screen function, which I think is really cool, and you know, chat and comments and whatnot, so it works, but definitely an adaptation with group projects.
Yeah, well, and part of the trick with group projects is that the group can only, you know, it's sort of the weakest link issue, that the group is only as strong as its weakest link. So one of the goals with ROYNU is to really select top students so that they can really do well by their nonprofit. So similar, we're going to be working with either a nonprofit or a social venture startup, let's say. And we have the applications out for those entities as well. Usually in my past courses that I've taught, I've put out on LinkedIn and just gotten flooded with nonprofits who are seeking support, because most of them don't have the time or the expertise to try to put together a digital marketing campaign. So the goal really is to make sure that the groups are really top notch so that those nonprofits can really benefit and that the students can learn as much as they possibly can, which is really key.
Yeah, and I think I had talked earlier about the competition capstone that I had been on. And for that process, you had to apply as well, and students were selected. And I think that experience, in my opinion, was way better than, you know, when you're randomly paired up with classmates, because you knew people wanted to be there and you knew that they would learn and to give it their all. And that made it, you know, so much better and so much of an easier process and a better learning experience, honestly, because when people are there to learn, they also share their knowledge with you, which is what I think is so, it's the best part of working with other people who are studying the same thing as you, is you're not only learning from, you know, your instructor, you're also learning from your peers and the experiences they've had. And working with other recent graduates, especially if you're in if you go to different schools, you know, you're learning some of the things that maybe you didn't learn at your school, but they learned at theirs. And I think that is an awesome thing as well. So I'm looking forward to grad school as well, is just like meeting with all these different people. But I think there's so much knowledge that can be learned from your peers, definitely.
Yeah. And we also have experts in digital marketing who are coming on as our instructors. I will primarily be like the cruise director cruise ship director, although maybe that's not such a good analogy anymore. But yeah, and then we have our experts coming in. I was just listening to a podcast today, and Anna Rains was on the podcast talking about B2B marketing, and she's a really great expert and has worked for agencies in New York and Boston, and now has her own agency and specializing in B2B. So I think it's going to be really good to have. And she's just one example of the great instructors we have. One of the instructors had a good question in that she said, well, you haven't outlined content marketing in any particular week. And that's because it's woven throughout. I mean, because if you're doing email and social and metrics and SEO, right? All these things, there's content woven throughout. So we don't necessarily talk about content marketing in a siloed way. It's really interwoven, which is really key to integrated digital marketing.
Yeah, well, and I think a lot of the topics are integrated with each other as well. You know, you're talking about social media. Well, that can relate to, you know, SEO and website, and everything mm-hmm. kind of interlocks. And that's the most interesting part, in my opinion, to digital marketing. And, you know, like I said, my major is integrated strategic communication. It's all about the integration. And it's one of those things where it's also constantly changing and trying to keep up with what can work together. And I think, you know, that's why a lot of these things, even though you'll focus on it for a specific week, you'll still touch on it in other weeks just because it's all relevant.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important, you know, that as we talked about in the Newport Interactive Marketing, I think that was in the podcast we were talking about it was in the NIM, the deep dive, talking about the Thanksgiving dinner. And Ted Ives, who had given that talk, was like, oh yeah, let me share my screen. And he like pulled up the slide from years ago that he gave this talk. But I always use that analogy where, you know, you take this big piece of content and then you slice and dice it. So for example, for this Facebook Live, you know, we have it recorded, Zoom, we'll get it transcribed, we'll do some blog posts, it'll go out on social, we'll take some pull quotes and really map it out. Mm-hmm. Important. And, but this is fantastic. So are there any other, anything else that you think that we should talk about? Because I know that we have a little series planned, where next week we're going to talk about your experience interning, having interned with me, particularly interactive marketing.
Yeah.
Project.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only other thing is talking about, you know, finding an internship right now or finding a job right now. I know a lot of my friends are, you know, looking for jobs and having a hard time just because of, you know, the shift in everything. And I think, you know, something great about ROINU is that, you know, once you finish the course, being able to be connected with people and even the experts, just having those like mentors and people to talk to. I think right now there's such a disconnect for people who are, you know, trying to connect and in person, you know, you lose that, but there's still so many networking opportunities. And it's a little bit of a different experience for me just because I am furthering my education after this, but I know that I have a lot of friends who are, you know, coming off with this degree and they're like, oh my gosh, everything is so different because, you know, of everything that's going on, but also a lot of companies are just having everyone work remotely. So it's like, you know, where do you, you know, how do you get those skills? Cause it takes more effort to work remotely. You know, you have to be a lot, you know, on top of things. And, you know, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how the job landscape shifts for students, especially those who are graduating in December as well. Where will we be then, you know, and, you know, how much of, you know, people are learning how to work remotely too by right now. So it's like, how do you stay on that too?
And I think that's true that while there aren't as many jobs now, potentially, especially if you're just launching your career, to show that you have applied discipline to further your education, I think says a lot to an employer. And said expanding your network, building some good habits, which is all baked into ROI and you, So we have the network piece, we have the soft skills, the work remote piece. And then ultimately, is that digital marketing is actually a growth area, right? It's a growth industry because now everything, you know, virtual, remote applies to so many things. I have to pick up dog food today and no prices on the closest place that sells dog food doesn't have any prices on. And it's like, oh God. So you got to call and order and give your credit card over the phone. And it's just a whole process. And, well, that's only going to last for so long, you know, before I decide, you know, buying local. Yes, I do want to buy local, but not if you're going to make it a huge headache. Mm-hmm. And so there's a huge leap in demand for digital marketing and for agencies. And I'm optimistic that by, you know, the end of the fall, let's say, hopefully, well, the ground will stop moving, you know, and hopefully things will be a little more stable and predict, and that businesses will be willing to invest in their digital. I mean, they're certainly going to be investing in their digital as opposed to going to trade shows. That is for sure. And I think that as the agencies are seeing investment and demand, that they are going to, I've already know of a bunch who are hiring. The hard part is A, hiring someone risk, right? Like this series is really like yourself, right? And so to understand that as an employer, I'm taking a huge risk by hiring somebody. Statistically, only something like 5% of the workforce was working from home, right? And most CEOs, a podcast I was listening to, a New York Times story, most CEOs, 5% to 50%. And that creates a whole nother layer of barrier to entry for a recent graduate, right? Because your risk to begin with, now this work remote thing. Now, you know, so it's just, it throws everything into chaos. And I think the deck is definitely stacked. And I mean, I graduated into a recession and I did exactly what you did, is I just went to grad school and then launched my career. But what's scary is that, you know, you're taking on additional debt, which I did. Even though I had an assistantship, I did everything I could to minimize that debt. I still was paying off student loans for, I think, 5 or 6 years after I graduated. And, you know, and I got lucky that I was able to pay those off. Mm-hmm. But the flip side, and I think too with digital now, is you don't have to, I'm curious to see how your program compares to what you know, mm-hmm. right? And whether or not you already know enough after we've worked together for 3 years. Mm-hmm. I think you're definitely going to get a lot more out of your program than you would. But the scary part is really that when you graduate into a recession, studies have shown it takes 10 years to catch up. So I think it's important to do whatever you can now to leapfrog that process. And this is a good opportunity to do that.
Yeah. And I think also, like, going back on what you were saying about retention and taking a risk, it's also a risk because, you know, you have to train someone too on the things that maybe they didn't necessarily learn when they were in, you know, mm-hmm. they were in college. Like I said, my friends who had never really learned a lot about digital, you know, they're going into a job where that's might be all they're doing now because that's where the demand is. And mm-hmm. so the company has to take the time to train them on mm-hmm. how to do all these things when, you know, it could be beneficial to, while you have some time to learn mm-hmm. those things, so that you come in and even though you may have, you know, there may have been a slight gap, you can try and kind of help alleviate that with, you know, different, you know, trainings, professional development. I think that's kind of where ROI and you fits in so well, is like, it's that information, that block of information that maybe you missed out on that would mm-hmm. save you from, you know, another student when you're applying for a job.
Because I think definitely.
And
I think from the agency side, how do you train somebody, right? Work for, you know, most, certainly I've been in jobs in my journalism life, right? Where they would like sit you in front of this gigantic terminal or two, right? And like, okay, now you need to learn these. I think every 2 years we would be changing some type of content management system, some type of layout system. And a lot of times there really would not be much training at all. Like they would have the company that was selling you to do some training, but, or not even, like you're just expected to learn. And I think that that is going to be another barrier where you have, where there may be an opportunity, but there's no one to actually train to begin with, even in person. And now there's no training in person, yeah. Right? So now you're training remotely. Whereas yeah. I've taught courses online. I've curated Newport's Interactive Marketing for 10 years. We do that online. Sometimes now lately we've been doing it all online, mm-hmm. but there's a methodology to it. And so I think another key piece is to have the skills and not rely on your employer to train you up. If you can walk in and do the job, mm-hmm. A, that makes you more appealing, but B, it's a lot less frustrating for you and for your employer. And let's just say, which I've had this experience, your employer is not that great of a trainer. Mm-hmm. That's going to color your relationship with that person for the rest of your career with them. Yeah. And it can get really sticky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it'd just be so much easier if you just come in kind of knowing what you need to get done, so you're not, you know, stressed about, you know, not performing well. And you can watch, I mean, there's videos that you can watch when you're there and trying to figure it out, but you also never really, it takes practice too. Like, you're not just going to be able to sit down and look at something and be able to do it perfectly after that. And that's why I think there's so much value in going through a course with other students and being able to put it into practice and getting feedback from experts and then being able to, you know, fix those problem areas. And then when you go into your job, being ready and feeling confident, I think too, is like not having to worry about not putting out the best work possible. Is when you have these skills, you know, then you're able to go and perform at work and be like, yes, I can do that 100%. Like when they're giving you all these tasks, feeling confident in yourself, I think is a really important piece.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, to be a contributor, right? And to show, that's why when we were talking about this and the name ROYNU, is that's really what it is to invest in yourself, but also to have someone to be bringing ROI to you, your employer, right? And I think that those are two key pieces mm-hmm. that we're really trying to address here. Yeah. And I just think it's important now that there's so much disadvantage for students right now with COVID going on that, you know, they don't get caught up in what analogy we would use, but yeah. I feel like the tide is going out, mm-hmm. right? And that everybody's going to be left stranded on the beach.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, definitely. I think
here we are coming in with our kayak. Come on.
I know. Just come on, join us.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely. I agree. I think it's crazy times right now and everyone's having to adjust really quickly, but I think remembering, I know it's helped being able to talk to other people and reading things online and knowing that like you're not alone, that there are so many other students who are going through and feeling the exact same thing, whether you're a recent graduate trying to mm-hmm. figure out what your next step is, or mm-hmm. if you're a senior or even a junior and like, oh my gosh, is there going to be opportunities for me? You know, mm-hmm. what does the future even look like, you know? And so I think there's so much worry and, you know, so much unknown at this point, but you know, all you can do is work and make sure that when everything starts kind of picking up again, that you're prepared and you're ready to kind of take that next step.
And it's true for agencies too. I think that, you know, while you may have seen a little bit of a slowdown with clients and, you know, shifting priorities, some clients are getting hit more than others. You know, it will come back eventually. It may take a while, but to be ready and to be staffed, I think is really important, because there's a lot of bad websites out there. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yes.
Definitely. Good. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to connecting with you again next week, where we're going to talk a little bit more about your NIM experience and have some takeaways on some specific skills that you maybe picked up that you think would be helpful for other students to learn. You know, if you're doing a self-study here, that's really the goal, right, is through the podcast and the videos for us to map out. We're talking to some of our instructors, other experts in the field. Okay, what are some things that you can do now, even on your own time, even if ROI and you maybe, you know, we do have scholarships available, but if the budget isn't there, we are keeping the cost as low as we possibly can. We want the big piece of it, right, is just to make sure that students are engaged, that there is some skin in the game. Mm-hmm. So making sure that everybody is on board and really interested. And that's primarily why the cost is there at this stage. But I'm looking forward to talking to you more next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great.
Okay. Well, have a great day, Maya.
Yeah.
Okay.